We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some advertising software may have driven up the data usage of millions of Android users. Washington Post reporter Brian Fung is on our newsline. Brian, you've been following the story. Tell us what happened.
Well, Oracle, the technology company, announced on Wednesday that they have discovered a bot that's responsible for downloading gigabytes worth of video ads and then displaying them invisibly on some Android users' smartphones. Now, Oracle believes that millions of Android devices may be affected, and that's because the bot works by working through a number of apps that have been downloaded potentially millions of times on the Android platform.
So I don't get it. Why play all that advertising on a phone where it can't be seen? What's the end goal for the people behind the software?
Well, that's a great question, and it's still unclear. But the idea is that the whoever may be behind this is perhaps perpetrating an ad fraud operation designed to essentially collect money from advertisers and then not showing those ads to the right people.
Okay. Is this illegal, what they allegedly did?
Well, you know, a lot of the folks in the advertising industry are obviously up in arms about this, saying that it devalues the legitimate advertising that many marketers will eagerly pay for. And it certainly harms consumers by, driving up their data usage and draining their batteries. They also say it's bad for app developers, many of whom were unaware that this bug or bot was being installed on their phones, in their software without their knowledge.
Millions of Android users potentially impacted by this, Brian. Do they have any recourse? What can they do about this?
Well, any Android user who's been affected by this can, look to Oracle's website to get a full list of affected apps. They can also then uninstall the apps if they have them installed on their phones. But Google also said in a statement yesterday that only two of the apps on Oracle's list are actually active currently on the Android Play Store, the Google Play Store. And so the vast majority of the apps that Oracle found to be linked to this the software appeared not to be on the Google Play Store any longer.
Boy, what a mess. Thanks for the update, Brian. Interesting story. Washington Post reporter Brian Fung.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.